The Washington Wizards get a dub today against the Minnesota Timberwolves, a hot Minnesota Timberwolves. They dominated in the paint. Montrezl Harrell, 27 points, had 10 dunks. The Wizards had 34 assists. Dubs, baby. Let's get it.
You are Locked On Wizards, your daily Washington Wizards podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
What is going on, guys? It's your boy D and Ed back at you guys after a Wizards W. I want to thank you guys all for making Locked On Wizards your first listen each and every day. We are free and available on all platforms. Ed, man, back in the W column, 8-2 at home, dominated in the paint, shot 49%. I mean, 34 assists. The ball movement was great. Crushed the Timberwolves on the boards, won the rebound battle. Like I said, one of the keys to the game. I mean, what's your main takeaways, man? I'm happy today.
Trez and Gaff, they won the game for us. They dominated the paint. Daniel Gafford, 3 consecutive double-doubles. Montrezl Harrell, 10 dunks. I mean, that's hard to do. Some guys, it takes guys 10 games to get 10 dunks, or half of a season just to get to 10 dunks, and everything he had was a dunk. He dominated. They came up with energy. You know, Trez went on Twitter last night after we lost to the Spurs, and just, you know, said that he needed to get more energy. And I thought that was his worst game of the season against the Spurs. 6 points, and he put up 27 points tonight. I had a bold prediction of him getting a double-double. He didn't reach that, but that was good enough for me and Gafford, just providing energy. He was just tough on the boards. There was a possession. There was a fast break towards the end of the game where KCP missed the layup, but Gafford taps it out. Kuzma gets it back and then makes a nice one of his fake no-look passes to Daniel Gafford. Daniel Gafford finishes with a dunk. So I thought it was a strong performance. The Timberwolves are a good team. You know, Anthony Edwards is a legitimate scorer. Only in his second year, he's a legitimate scorer. He can get to the basket. He can score from the mid-range. He can shoot threes. He was pulling up and shooting threes. The Timberwolves shoot the most threes in the NBA per game, and they were definitely, you know, hoisting some threes. Carl Anthony Towns, he was a dog at sometimes. Actually, most of the game, the first quarter, he was very quiet. Then he had 32 points. I hope he's okay. You know, he looked like he had a back injury when he dunked and fell from the rim. But, you know, we made adjustments. The fourth quarter, we only allowed 19 points. I thought we buckled down in that fourth quarter. It was a tied game to start off that fourth quarter, and then we just chipped away. We were moving the basketball. We picked up the pace a little bit, like you said. We need to pick up the pace. We started to run a little bit, move the ball. KCP was clutch down the stretch. I thought he had a tough rebound, and he hit some corner threes that helped us to, you know, get to somewhat of a comfortable lead. We were up by 7 for a long time. We weren't able to really break away, but we were up by like 7 or 8-ish, and we were able to get some stops. We buckled down on defense. We didn't let Karl Towns get to the basket and scoring the post, because there were some possessions where he kept scoring over and over again. Spencer Dinwiddie, I thought he had a solid game. Of course, passing, he had 10 assists. We do want him to be more aggressive. We don't know if it's the knee injury still bothering him. I don't know. I don't want to speculate. But, you know, we're just not seeing the Spencer Dinwiddie get downhill and get to the basket like we saw with Brooklyn. He was 1 for 9 tonight, had 3 points and 11 assists and 6 boards. So he was able to do other things. And you know what? I'm not going to leave out Davis Bertans. You know, we've been putting him through the ringer, giving him the hardest time. And he you know, it's not like he hasn't earned some of the slander, but he played a lot better tonight. Davis had 15 points, 5 for 6 from the field, 3 for 4 from the three-point line. So he made 3 threes. And you know what? He actually almost had a dunk. I mean, he almost got hung at the rim, but he finished the dunk. He, you know, he's 6'10", so he should be finishing those a lot easier than what he did. But Bradley Beal, I thought he had a good night passing as well. Both of our guards had a good night's passing. Bradley Beal had 9 assists. Spencer Dinwiddie had 11 assists. Like you said, as a team, we had 34 assists. We dominated in the paint, points in the paint. The Spurs had 72 points in the paint. And we, you know, we took that personal. We took it personal. Like the Last Dance documentary, we took it personal. We only allowed 44 points in the paint compared to allowing 72 points in the paint against the Spurs. So that was a lot better rebound, like you said, 52-39. So we wanted the trenches, 34 assists, ball movement, when we win games, that's the formula to us winning. 3-point, we still didn't shoot the ball well from the 3-point line, 31% from the three. But that's the formula to success is ball movement, running the game through our bigs. When we run our game, our pick and roll, and we let the bigs touch the basketball and get some touches, I think that's when we're at our best. You know, Bradley Beal, 19 points, not the best shooting night in the world, but that's what's been the formula to winning games, running the games through Trez and Gaff, inside out, moving the ball. That's how we're going to win ball games in tough defense.
Yeah, I mean, Daniel Gafford, another double-double. I believe that's three straight double-doubles for him. I mean, you love to see that, 10 rebounds, 18 points. I mean, he was a force, especially in that early part of the game. In that first quarter, I feel like he was a big reason why the Wizards, the offense was a little bad. It was a little clunky, but he kept them in it. I mean, he had three blocks. He was a beast. He was a beast all game. I mean, you know that sequence in that fourth quarter when KCP missed the layup, Daniel Gafford tipped it out. Brad tipped it out to Kuzma, and Kuzma brought it back to Gaff for the Energizer dunk. I mean, he was a beast all game. Same with Montrez, 10 dunks. I mean, you look at his shot chart, it was literally all right at the rim. And the Timberwolves just didn't have an answer for it. They didn't have an answer for it. 11 for 12 from the field, 5 for 8 from the free throw line. I mean, he ate. Simply, he ate. The Timberwolves couldn't do anything with him. They could not do anything with him. KCP, 14 points. He hit the dagger three in the corner. Spencer Dinwiddie with the 11 assists. 1 for 9 from the field, 1 for 7 for 3. Rough shooting night. I think a lot of people's issue right now is they feel like he can't get past anybody. You know, when he's driving to the rack, to the basket, he's not blowing by anybody, really getting past anybody. It's a lot of, you know, contested shots or shots over people. So I think that's the main worry that people have about Dinwiddie right now outside of the aggressiveness factor. But as far as facilitating, he got his 11 assists. That's good. That's always good to see. Kuz, a little bit of a quiet game for him. 5 points, six rebounds, 5 assists. Bradley Beal, not the best shooting night, as you said. 19 points, 8 for 20 from the field. I mean, I did like him attacking the basket. He continues to attack the basket. So that's good. Bertans, Davies Bertans. I'm not going to sit here and scream Davies is back or Bertans is back. You can't have one good game after 30,000 bad games and expect me to come on here and say he's back. But this was a good start. You know, this was a good start. Since coming back from injury, his best game by far. 15 points, 5 for 6 from the field, 3 for 4 from 3. 16 minutes. I like that. I don't think he needs to be playing 30 minutes, etc. 15, 16 minutes right now, if he's really hot, somewhere in that 20 range, possibly. But 16 was good, a good spot for him minutes-wise. The key for him is just consistency. I mean, he can go 3 for 4 and drop 15 today, but if he, in Cleveland in the next game, put up 3 points on 1 for 6 three-point shooting, we're going to be back to square one saying, well, that's all gone again. So it's just about consistency with him. Corey Kispert, he had one bucket on a cut to the basket. I love his off-ball movement. He's cutting to the basket, man. Neto cut to the basket, too, on one of his buckets out of his 3 points. I love that off-ball movement, man, getting to the basket. Denny with the 9 points, 7 rebounds, 1 for 4 from three. It was 1-3. I don't know if it was in the fourth. I believe it was in the fourth. I thought it was going in, but it didn't. I love how Denny wants to shoot the three, though. He wants to shoot it. He's not shying away from it. You know, be confident in when you shoot it, you know, and then that's what he's been doing. So I like the 4 3-pointers. I mean, continue to shoot that thing if you feel like you're open, didn't he? But I'm happy with the paint defense. Now, Cat was eating. Some guys you just got to let eat, you know, like your Joe Embiid's and Jokic, etc. Like, those guys are going to eat. Kevin Durant's, they're going to get theirs regardless. They're just too talented to not get theirs. The key is just stopping the others from killing you. And Anthony Edwards was making it tough. I mean, D'Lo thankfully was off today. He was only 3 for 18 from the field, 1 for 12 from the 3. Anthony Edwards had 25, 4 for 9 from 3. He was making it tough. Yeah, Reed, 13 points, 6 for 10 from the field. All in all, though, they defended the 3 ball well. They passed the ball, tied their season high, 34 assists today. crushed the rebounds. I mean, outside of just the 13 turnovers, which for the Wizards is pretty low. I mean, the 71% from free throw, I'm happy, man. I'm happy with how this game went. So, thumbs up for the Wizards, man. I'm definitely excited with the production that we got today and the paint presence that we've seen today coming off that Spurs game.
Definitely, yeah. We're going to get into some more individual performances. But before we do, this episode is brought to you by Shopify. And I love how Shopify has the tools and resources that make it easy for any business to succeed from down the street to around the globe. Shopify powers over 1.7 million businesses from first sale to full scale, reaching customers online and across social networks with an ever-growing suite of channel integrations and apps, including Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Pinterest, and more. It allows you to gain insights as you grow with detailed reporting of conversion rates, profit margins, and beyond. Go to Shopify.com/LockedOnNBA. All lowercase for a free 14-day trial and get full access to Shopify's entire suite of features. Grow your business with Shopify today. Go to Shopify.com/LockedOnNBA right now. Shopify.com/LockedOnNBA. Shopify is more than a store. Connect with your customers, drive sales, and manage your day-to-day business. Shopify instantly lets you accept all major payment methods.
And we also have another message from our friends over at Truebill. Do you know why free trials renew without your consent? It's a business scam out to get you. Don't let greedy corporations pocket your money. Download Truebill to take control of your subscriptions. Truebill is the new app that helps you identify and stop paying for subscriptions you don't need, want, or simply forgot about. On average, people save up to $720 per year with Truebill. Because companies make subscriptions hard to cancel, Truebill makes it incredibly simple. Just link your accounts and Truebill will cancel your unwanted subscriptions in one tap. And your Truebill concierge is there when you need them to cancel unwanted subscriptions so you don't have to. Truebill has over 2 million users and helped save them over $100 million. Like Matthew, who says, in a matter of seconds, I saved $660 from the year on my DirecTV bill, saved $120 for the year on my SiriusXM bill, and save $840 a year on car insurance. Don't fall for subscription scams. Start canceling today at Truebill.com/LockedOnNBA. Go right now, Truebill.com/LockedOnNBA. It could save you thousands a year. Truebill.com/LockedOnNBA. I'm happy, man. We got the dub. The team looks good at home. It really looks good at home. I would say I want to ask you a quick question before you get into some more player analysis and things like that. What do you think is the key for bringing this home success and home cooking on the road?
I want to say energy. I thought we brought energy tonight. Daniel Gaffer had two or three blocks on Karl Towns. Karl Towns tried to dunk on Gaff, but he wasn't letting that happen, protecting the paint. We usually start off slow. If we were the comeback kids at one time, or, you know, I'm not going to say one time. We still try to do that from game to game sometimes. Even at home, we were trying to do the comeback thing, be down by 10 points or 20 points in a comeback. But we gotta come out to a fast start. Can't allow guys to get in the paint so easily like we did with the Spurs. Defending the pick and roll, I thought we did a lot better with that. Trez, he has to be our energy guy. Bradley Beal's got to pick it up too. He didn't shoot the ball well. But we just got to move the ball. Got to keep moving the ball. I thought we made the extra pass. We made the skip passes, extra passes. And we just got the ball into the paint and picking up the pace too. I like how we did that. I thought we were actually looking to run. We got Denny on a wide open layup because we were just running. Montrez had a wide open dunk as well. You know, like I said, the Timberwolves, they are number one in 3-point attempts. They shot 37 threes tonight. So we capitalized off of good defense. Defense travels. You know, defense travels. So sometimes you're not going to be hitting shots in different arenas. Typically, teams are better shooting when they're at home. But when we're not hitting those threes, like the Hornets game, we're ice cold. We got to pick each other up with defense, playing tough defense, not letting guys in the paint. When they do miss, let's try to get out and run. Let's try to make that. Let's try to take the bad misses to our advantage. Look for Trez running. Look for Denny running. Kuz can play point forward. You know, he can look for guys. Kuz against the Spurs was looking around like, hey, why aren't you guys running? You know, because we're capable of doing that. Gafford is a lot big. He's capable of running the floor. We saw Rui on the bench tonight, so that was great to see him on the bench. That was our first time seeing him at the game. Like I said before, he's going to really pick up the pace too. So we're going to be able to get out and run after we get those defensive stops. So I would say defense travels, and let's try to run. I know Spencer, his knee isn't 100% right now, but you know, when you're trying to push the ball, and Aaron Holiday didn't play tonight either. He's a guy that usually pushes the pace when he comes in. He was out due to COVID. But yeah, let's try to push the pace a little bit. And once again, defense travels.
Yeah, I would say the main thing 100% is energy. And I would say, man, protecting that paint, because it seems as if when the Wizards get down on the road, a lot of the times they just seem to get bullied in the paint, man. I mean, when they were missing Daniel Gafford in Miami, Bam was getting whatever he wanted down low. Jimmy Butler was getting whatever he wanted down low. You look at that Pelicans game on the road. Jonas was getting whatever he wanted down there. I mean, I know he killed the Clippers too, but he was killing the Wizards down low. You look at the Spurs game on the road. Was killing the Wizards down low. Thaddeus Young was getting whatever he wanted. Derek White was getting all kinds of floaters, etc. I mean, they got to protect the paint better on the road. They do it better at home. They protect the paint good at home. They did it tonight. But that and the energy, like you said, the energy tonight, you have to have that energy on the road. Yes, you won't have that home crowd behind you to get you hype. You got to be able to just continue to bring that energy yourselves and let you and your bench continue to energize you. You know, you can't, you know, it's great to be 8-2 at home, but it's tough to be a really good team if you're just going to be 500-ish on the road. You know, you got to get these road games, man. You got to get cooking on the road too. You got to get some road cooking along with the home cooking, because that's how you get these streaks going. That's how you get these 8 games like the Bucks. You know, I don't know if anybody will reach what the Suns was doing, etc. But I mean, that's how you do it, man. They got to defend that paint, and they have to keep bringing that energy, man. They can't be coming out there dry. They're not a dry team. They're a team that has a bunch of energy guys on it who like to get hype. So they got to continue to do that. I think those are definitely key for sure. But, I mean, X factors, player of the games, just some extra thoughts. What you got?
I like the challenge by Wes. I thought that was big. Carl Anthony Towns pushed his leg out. I thought that was a big part of the game, because that would have been 3 free throws for Carl Anthony Towns if we would have let that slide and let that go. So I thought that helped with momentum. So that was a good move by Wes Unseld Jr. You talked about Denny a little bit. Of course, we got to, you know, shout out to our people listening from Israel. I thought Denny had a solid game. He was a +9. Yeah, he was a +9 in the plus-minus box. I know some people don't care about it, but he had a positive impact on the game. 9 points and 7 boards. He looked confident from the three. He hit that 1-3, had an easy layup, and then he had a fast break. I want to say he missed one layup and then put it back in. So 4-for-8 from the field. I thought he had a solid game today. He was confident and played good defense too. He had a block as well. So I liked his energy. Dobby's playing better. I'm happy to see that. I want to see that continue. You know, he played a lot better. That was his best game by far. 3-for-4 from the three. That's what I'm expecting from him. So, but like I said, that formula for winning games is just starting inside out. Gaff bringing energy, Trez bringing energy, ball movement, guys taking charges. Brad took a charge. Trez took a charge. You know, he got hurt. You know, on that charge, he took a charge. Guys are, you know, laying their bodies out on the line to win games. And you know, they buckled up. They play hard against Karl Towns. They play hard against D'Angelo Russell. Malik Beasley was getting buckets too, and like you said, Nasri was getting buckets. The Timberwolves were a good team. They're a good team. They just beat the Heat. They just beat the Sixers. They won 7 out of their last 8 or something like that. And they're top. They're like number 7 in defensive rating. They're like top 10 in a lot of defensive categories. So they're playing good basketball right now. So this was a good win. We got to keep it going. We got to be more consistent. And we got the Cavs coming up. We'll talk about that on the next episode. But I like what I saw tonight. I didn't have too much that I didn't like tonight.
Yeah, I mean, they defended the three, defended the paint, and they moved the ball, and they won the rebound battle. So, I mean, you hit all those, and you looking pretty good, especially at home, man. I mean, this is a good win. I know people think of the Timberwolves, they just think of, you know, Oh, it's the Timberwolves, you know, but this is a good team, and they were hot. They were coming in hot, man, off some close W's against the Sixers and the Pacers. I mean, so this was a really good W for the Wizards, especially coming off that L in San Antonio. But before we get into our players of the game and X factors, I do want to talk about our message from our friends over at BetOnline. BetOnline has you covered all season, more props, odds, and lines than ever before as football season continues the march to the playoffs. BetOnline remains your number one spot for all the sports action this season. Head to our new updated desktop or mobile website to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code LOCKEDON to receive your bonus. From basketball, football, NHL, boxing, and UFC, right to your favorite Vegas casino games, don't wait to take advantage of all the amazing offers available for the 2021 season. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet all your favorite sports. BetOnline, where the game starts. So once again, guys, I just want to thank you all for making Locked On, which is your first listen each and every day. We are free and available on all platforms. It player of the game, X Factor.
Who you got? Yeah, I think this one is pretty easy. It might not be easy for everybody, but I'm going to go with Trez, player of the game, 10 dunks, 27 points. To have 6 points against the Spurs and then 27 points tonight, that's just a huge jump and a drastic improvement. Just in his energy tonight, 10 dunks is very hard. That's not easy at all. And he made it look easy, 27 points. You saw him chirping on the sideline to Patrick Beverley. He's on the Timberwolves now. Patrick Beverley looked pretty annoying on the sideline, but, you know, Trez was shutting him up a little bit. He got the crowd into it, you know. I love his energy. He's a big reason why we won. X factor for me is Daniel Gafford, double-double, 3 double-doubles in a row. That's not easy to do either. And his energy, you know, he's showing why he got the extension. So I'm loving the play from Daniel Gafford. He's playing like we wanted him to. In the first couple of games, he struggled, was inconsistent, dropping passes, still bringing the ball down low a little too much. I wanted him to work on that, you know, because everything he gets should be a dunk. Like when Trez got the ball and dunked on that guy, I want to say it was Vanderbilt in the beginning. Gaff does that too, but I want to see Gaff do a little bit more of that. Just get the ball, turn, dunk on somebody.
Yeah, I would say player of the game, Trez, definitely. X Factor, DG. I mean, I got to give love to the bigs today. Montrezl Harrell was eaten. Timberwolves couldn't do anything with him. 10 dunks, shot chart all to the rim. I mean, crazy. It was crazy production. He had another big game after he tweeted about his performance after the Spurs game. He said in the post game, right after the game was over, he said, "I'm my own biggest critic." I mean, hey, you know, it's all about actions, man. Like the people say, the actions speak louder than words. And, I mean, Montrez continues to put the actions to the words, man. And we love to see it. So it was a terrific game from him. Daniel Gafford setting the tone early with those blocks. He had, I think, 2 blocks on Cat, who tried to dunk twice. I mean, Daniel Gafford, man, his energy, he screams every time he gets a dunk. You know, you love to see it, bro. I love the action out of our big men. I love seeing, just in general, Rui Hachimura on the sidelines. That's nice to see. I'm happy, you know, in general, man, for the team. They continue to play hard. It's been some rough patches, but we're sitting at 14-8. Sitting at 14-8, man. And they just got to continue to play good basketball. We know it's going to be issues at times that they run into. But they got to keep playing good and try to get these wins and bunch them together and get on some streaks. You know what I mean? Get on a little mini winning streak, et cetera. But also, Karl Anthony Towns did speak to the media after his scary fall. He did say, he said, "I feel much better now. I feel better than I thought I was going to feel. I was in extreme pain. X-rays are negative, so that's good. So that's good to hear." A little update on Karl Anthony Towns after that fall, you know, messing up the tailbone a little bit. Montrez and DG. And next game, we're going to need Montrez and DG again when they bring in Evan Mobley and Jared Allen, when they welcome them into DC, man. It's going to be another. The first time we played them, you know, you said battle of the bigs, man. Battle of the bigs.
Definitely. We're going to get hype. You know, Ludacris is performing after the game. They've been promoting that forever. But yeah, that first game was a nail biter. We cannot get down to that one. It's going to be a dog fight at home. It's going to be a dog fight. Those Evan Mobley and Jared Allen versus Trez and Gaff again should be a fun matchup. Trez, we got the better of those two the first time, but it's going to be a tough matchup. So I'm excited for that game.
Definitely a tough matchup. If y'all remember the last time they played in Cleveland for the first time, took that Kyle Kuzma three in the corner. I mean, the Wizards were down pretty much the whole fourth until like 11 seconds left, and they took the lead. So it came down to the wire last time, and I think it'll be another tough game too. But that's all we got for you guys today. I want to thank you all for making Locked On Wizards your first listen every day. Now for your second listen, Locked On Bets, your daily one-stop shop for all your gambling needs. Locked On Bets, hosted by your boy Q, with expert analysis and insight from Lee Sterling. Guys, it feels good that we could be able to end it off with a dub. You know, I'm loving it, man. I'm loving it, Ed.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Hail to the Wizards, y'all. Dub. Peace.
Peace.